From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, what do tensions between Russia and the United States mean for astronauts from both countries who are currently aboard the International Space Station?
But first, President Obama continues his international tour today in Saudi Arabia. In Riyadh, the president meets with King Abdullah to try to smooth out relations between the two countries and reassure Saudi officials that the U.S. is committed to security in the region. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have forged strategic partnerships over many decades, but in recent years, Saudi rulers have been pursuing their own interests. We've seen that most recently with the conflicts in Iran, Syria, and Egypt. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is with us to talk about that. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Sasha.
And Michelle, these two leaders are clearly going to be discussing many different issues, so let's go through several of them. And would you start with us on Syria? Because on that front, the Saudis are unhappy with the U.S., and the U.S. is unhappy with the Saudis. Explain why that is.
Well, the Saudis have been really frustrated with U.S. policy. For one, the U.S. has been talking about how Bashar al-Assad must go, but they haven't really offered the rebels the kind of aid they would need to oust him. And then also last year, President Obama first decided that he would strike Damascus to punish it for a chemical weapons attack. Later, he backed off when Russia stepped in with a diplomatic way out, persuading Assad to give up his chemical weapons stockpiles. But that only increase the conventional warfare in the country. On the U.S. side, there are concerns about what Gulf states are doing arming the rebels in Syria, that a lot of these arms and support are going to jihadis and extremists. So the U.S. has been trying to steer the aid to more moderate secular opposition rather than to these jihadis.
Does coordination on Syria seem to be improving?
White House officials say it is. They say they're coordinating more as to what aid's going in and where. They say that's going to be a topic of these meetings. And the White House, top White House official Ben Rhodes, also told reporters that the U.S. thinks this relationship with Saudi Arabia is in a stronger place than last year, when he said that there were tactical differences over Saudi policy. It's hard, though, to see any real strategy emerging here in Syria. Peace talks have gone nowhere, and the fighting drags on now in its fourth year.
President Obama and King Abdullah will also be talking about Iran. The U.S. is in the midst of negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Explain the tension with Saudi Arabia there.
Iran is the big item here. The Saudis don't want Iran to get the bomb, but they also don't want Iran to have more normal relations with Washington. Iran is Saudi Arabia's regional rival. Analysts say there's nothing really the U.S. can do to alleviate Saudi Arabia's concerns about that. White House officials say President Obama is making clear in his meeting with King Abdullah that even as the U.S. pursues this nuclear deal, that the U.S. is also going to continue to raise concerns about Iran's behavior in the region. You know, Iran backs groups on the U.S. terrorism blacklist, like the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, and both Iran and Hezbollah are supporting Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria. So U.S. officials say they're going to continue to highlight all of these concerns, even as they negotiate on the nuclear file.
Then there's Egypt as a topic for these two world leaders. The Saudis backed the military leaders who overthrew Mohamed Morsi last year. Do the U.S. and Saudi Arabia see eye to eye on this issue?
They haven't really. I mean, ever since 2011, when the Tahrir Square revolution toppled Hosni Mubarak from power, because that ushered in this period in which the Muslim Brotherhood was dominant. The Saudis see that Islamist movement as a threat to the kingdom. So they're happy now that the military is back in Egypt, cracking down on the Muslim Brotherhood after ousting Morsi last year. The U.S., on the other hand, while it didn't call Morsi's ouster a coup, it did withhold some aid to Egypt. So while it's withholding aid, the Saudis are pouring money in. So here's a place where they're definitely working at cross purposes.
And Michelle, in about the 30 seconds we have left with you, it's obviously unlikely that these issues will be neatly resolved during President Obama's visit to Saudi Arabia. But what is the hope here?
One analyst told me that the best thing that they can hope for is better communication and better coordination. You know, this is a relationship that dates back decades. The U.S. provides security. The Saudis provide the oil. But all this is being tested now. The U.S. is less dependent on Saudi oil. The Obama administration has been trying to reduce its footprint in the region, at least get it back to normal levels with the end of the war in Iraq and the drawdown from Afghanistan. So, you know, this is something that the Saudis are nervous about, and President Obama is trying to reassure the king that the U.S. is committed to the to the region.
So modest hopes for this trip. That's NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kelleman. Thank you.